This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Liz Truss said on Thursday she was resigning as British Prime Minister just 6 weeks after she was appointed. This makes her the shortest-serving Prime Minister in British history. Given the divisions in the party, there's no obvious candidate to replace her, and any replacement would face a country likely headed into a recession. The Ukrainian president's office says at least 3 civilians died and 14 were wounded in overnight attacks across Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
In Krivoy Rih, Russian strikes damaged a power plant and another energy facility, cutting electricity to the central Ukraine city of about 600,000 residents. Apart from being Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown, Krivoy Rih is home to several large metallurgical factories that are key to Ukraine's economy. The region's governor says the city sustained serious damage. Ukrainian authorities add missile and drone strikes have ignited several fires in the southern city of Mykolaiv, with 4 drones hitting a school. In addition, a school in the Zaporizhia region took 4 drone strikes and sustained damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top United Nations official in Ukraine says as winter approaches, millions of people are beyond the reach of humanitarians in non-government-controlled areas and are likely in need of assistance. Denise Brown, the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Ukraine, told VOA in an interview that the UN regularly requests access across the front line from both countries, and Russia has not granted access. She said it's purely a humanitarian request based on humanitarian imperative. She said they'd continue to seek access to Russian-controlled areas. This is VOA News. Nationwide demonstrations in Iran following the death of a young woman in police custody continued for a 33rd consecutive day. UN human rights officials denounced the Islamic Republic's violent crackdown on anti-government protest as a violation of international law and called on Iranian authorities to end their deadly crackdown against peaceful demonstrators. The protest started in mid-September after the arrest and death, days later, of a 22-year-old woman named Mahsa Amini. She had been held by Iran's morality police for failing to properly cover her hair with a hijab. The group Human Rights Iran said this week that the death toll from the crackdown on the ongoing nationwide protests has reached at least 215, of which 27 were children. The European Union agreed Thursday to impose new sanctions on entities supplying Iranian drones to Russia that were used to strike Ukraine. The Czech presidency of the European Union announced the agreement in a tweet Thursday, saying it came after 3 days of talks with EU ambassadors and would go into effect Thursday afternoon. It said the EU is freezing assets of 3 individuals and 1 entity responsible for drone deliveries. It also said the EU is prepared to extend sanctions against 4 Iranian entities that were previously sanctioned. In the United States, the Pentagon is reporting a dramatic reversal in suicides across the active duty military. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A new Pentagon report and preliminary data from this year show active duty suicides fell over the past 18 months. There had been a fairly steady increase in past years, and the Pentagon had long struggled with how to reduce them. The shift comes amid increased attention to suicides by senior military leaders and several new programs. It's unclear what impact they had or if pandemic-related travel restrictions and other things played a role. Sharp drops in Air Force and Marine Corps suicides last year and a similar decline in the Army earlier this year drove the decline. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senior officials from the United States, Japan, and South Korea will meet next week in Tokyo amid escalating threats from North Korea. While the U.S. reaffirms its ironclad commitment to its allies, the State Department has declined to say whether Washington would consider the redeployment of tactical nuclear weapons to the Korean Peninsula. And once again, our top story, Liz Truss on Thursday said she was resigning as British Prime Minister just 6 weeks after she was appointed. This makes her the shortest-serving Prime Minister in British history. I'm Marissa Melton.